This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this, the last weekend of the month of October. Can you believe that? Monday is Halloween. On our show this hour, my first guest is a rock and roll singer that started in the 60s. He's still recording today at 80 years old. Tommy Rowe will be joining us on the show. Then from Blue Bloods, The Sopranos, this guy's terrific. Steve Sciarippa will be here. And then later on in our lifestyle segment, we're going to have Major Martin Naranjoe from the Army Reserves talking about fuel reserves and electric reserves, and then we'll chat about Halloween with Lynn Lilly. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily when we return. My first guest the second hour, Tommy Rowe.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. I never get tired of listening to this man's music, and I'm so happy that he's back. We have chatted with him several times over the years. I got a great picture of he and I hanging in our studios here, and he's back again to talk about some of the things that's happened to him in the last year, including, let's talk again about Cabbage Town to Tinseltown and places in between, a fabulous book by our friend Tommy Rowe. Hi, Tommy. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron. It's good to talk to you again.
I'm so glad you're feeling well. I didn't realize that you had some health issues over the past few months, and I'm glad you're back. You and Mick Jagger are doing it strong.
Mick dances all over the stage, and his recovery was very fast. I mean, he was back on stage, I think, in just a few months.
I know.
I'm not sure if he had quadruple bypass surgery. I'm not sure what he had, but mine was a little bit more involved than what he had, I believe. But I feel great, and I'm back in the saddle.
Couldn't be happier for you, my friend, really. I didn't know that, and I apologize for not contacting you during that recuperation.
No problem.
Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has written a book that is fabulous. Whether you like music or not, this is a book about really having to go over some hurdles, warts and all. And I know, it was a reach for you to do this, but he wrote and co-wrote top 10 hits between 1962 and 69, more than any single artist songwriter during that period in the 60s. And if you remember that, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we were invaded by the Beatles and the British Invasion. You know, Tommy, that has always been a statistic that has amazed me. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I had so many of my friends, American artists, who were pushed off the Billboard charts with the British acts. You know, the British invasion was for real. I mean, they took over the charts. So I was trying to figure out a way to survive all this. I was in the reserves at the time at Fort Sam Houston, and I was thinking, when I get out of here, I got to go back into the studio, and what do I do? You know, I can't do my rockabilly thing. That's kind of passé. So I came up with the idea to do what I called at the time soft rock, and I wrote Sweet Pea, and that's what kept me back in the charts. When I got out of the Army, I went back in the studio and recorded that song, and thank goodness it was a big hit for me and kept me in the charts through the 60s.
Along with Sheila, Dizzy, which we played coming in,
yeah.
Jam Up and Jelly Tight, Everybody. I love that song. You wrote that song very quickly, did you not?
I wrote Everybody on the tour with the Beatles in England when I was touring with them in 1963. John Lennon used to allow me to borrow his Gibson guitar and to write songs, and I started writing Everybody on that tour on the bus. On John's Gibson guitar, which, by the way, a couple of years ago sold for $1.4 million.
Oh, man.
Jeez. So that guitar now, everybody knows I wrote Everybody on. It's got to be worth at least $3 million, right?
It's got to be that. Yeah, a million seller with a $1 million guitar. You can't go wrong with that. You know, that's fantastic. And Dizzy, this is the thing that really amazes me. You talk about music that lives forever. USA Today, absolute best songs in the history of contemporary music. Dizzy has been covered 22 times, spent 15 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. That's unbelievable. And when you talk about Sheila, I love all your songs. I knew a girl down the street by that name. But it wasn't Sheila at the time. It was Frida.
Yes. You know, I wrote Sheila, as everybody knows it is Sheila. I wrote it for a girl when I was like 14 years old. I had this little friend in school. We used to chase each other around the playground. And her name was Frida. And I used to write these little poems at that time. And I thought, well, I'm going to write a poem for Frida, right? So I wrote Sweet Little Frida, You Know If You See Her, Blue Eyes and a Ponytail. And then shortly after that, my dad taught me three chords on the guitar. So I thought, wow, maybe I can put these poems to music and I can become a songwriter. So I wrote the song, Sweet Little Frida, and I carried it around my back pocket for a couple of years. And finally, I got a chance to audition for a record producer. I sang Frida for him. He said, man, I love that song, Frida, but we have to do something about the name. So he convinced me that I should change the title of the song, and we did. And as we like to say, when there's nothing left to say, the rest is history. It turned out to be my first number one and my first gold record.
You know, many, many years ago, I told you this in the past, I was listening to an interview, and I don't know where it was. It was back when I was in music radio, so it could have been Dick Clark or, you know, any of those guys. And you were telling a story that you mentioned in the book that I always ask you about, and that is the fact that here you have Sheila, which was the number one record, I have 1962 or something. Was it 62?
62, yeah.
And you were reluctant to leave your job at GE because you were afraid that this was a fleeting thing. Am I right?
Well, my previous recordings up to that point were all, like, disastrous. You know, they didn't do anything. I mean, they got played around Atlanta a little bit, but they never really got off and running in the charts. So this was just another record that I thought, well, maybe and maybe not. Who knows? And I was working at General Electric at the time, and I was married very young. I had a little girl, you know, Cynthia, my daughter. And so I landed this great job at GE. I was making, you know, maybe $80 or $90 a week. I don't know what, but in those days, that was a lot of money for a young kid. And so the record was moving up the Billboard charts. I didn't even know it. And my record producer called me in one day. He said, well, he called me at work, and he said, Tommy, I want you to come by the office. Your record, Sheila, looks like a big hit, and we need to talk about you quitting your job at GE and going out on the road promoting this record. Well, that was just a no-no at that time. I just landed the job. So I went by his office that afternoon, and Bill Lowry was his name. Everybody knows Bill. He was like the, you know, the guy in the South who really found so many artists and nurtured them and mentored them. And I go to his office, and he said, Tommy, look, he showed me a billboard chart. It was like, you know, 60-something with a bullet, you know. And he said, you know, your chart, your record, Sheila, is 60-something with a bullet. That means, I said, what does that mean? He said, it means it's going up the charts. A bullet means it's going up. And he said, we'd like for you to quit your job and go out on the road and promote the record. And I said, no way, Bill. No way. I totally, you know, objected to that idea. And he laughed. He ran back in his chair, and he said, I tell you what, let me give you an advance against royalties, and go home and talk it over with your parents and see what they say, and let me know your thoughts. So he wrote me a check for $10,000.
Oh, geez.
And I, you know, listen, I'm 20 years old, right?
That's
$10,000. That's more than I made in a year.
Right.
More than my dad and I both made in a year, you know? He said, take this check. And I saw it. I was shocked, you know, totally shocked. $10,000 to me was a lot of money.
Right.
And think about it. In 1962, that was probably like $100,000.
You could buy a house for that kind of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. Houses cost like $15,000 back then. So I go home with the check, and my parents, they have to sit down. They can't believe it either, you know. We discuss it. My dad is the one that taught me to play the guitar. He was all behind it. Mother was a little reluctant. But we discussed it, and they said, look, you know, you're 20 years old. You might as well take a shot at it. And if it doesn't work, you know, we'll get your cousin to get you back in GE, get your job back. And so that was the decision we made. I called Bill. I said, Bill, I'm all yours. What do we do? You know, and that was the beginning for me. I mean, I was a real greenhorn. I had never performed professionally at all. And all of a sudden here I had the number one record in the country, in the world,
wow.
Number one in England as well. And here I was out on the road with artists like Sam Cooke and Curtis Mayfield and The Impressions. Here I was all of a sudden on the stage with all these pros, and I was having to learn how to perform. I tell you, a great experience for me was touring with Sam Cooke on that. We had like a 30-day tour, and I learned so much from him. He was such an incredible artist, fantastic performer, and that was a great learning experience for me. So that's kind of set the stage for my touring on my own after that.
Hey, Tommy, hold your thought on that, because when we come back after a quick break, I want to talk about a great story you have about Sam Cooke. Our guest is Tommy Rowe. He's going to stay with us another segment, and we were talking about his first number one song, Sheila, which was a huge hit back in 1962. Here's a little bit of that hit right here with Ron Zedgy today.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Her cheeks are rosy. She looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine. Never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Her name drives me insane. Sweet little girl, that's my little Sheila. Man, this little girl.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Our guest is staying over another segment, Tommy Rowe. And Tommy, just before we went for that break, you were talking about the great Sam Cooke. You say in the book that he wrote the song You Send Me. It's the story about you and the hamburgers and the hot dogs, right?
Right. What happened on those tours, this was through the South during segregated times, and the South was still segregated in 1962. And so I was booked on this tour. Chris Montez and I were booked on the tour, and it was all a black troupe, all the black artists. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions and Sam Cooke. And I found out later that they always had one white artist on the tour because in those days they couldn't stop and eat in the restaurants.
Right.
I was kind of like a runner. You know, they would park the bus down the street away from a little mom-and-pop restaurant, and I would walk back up and order like 40 hamburgers or whatever it was we could order. And I always got these crazy looks, and I had to come up with excuses. I mean, they'd ask me, you know, why are you ordering so many hamburgers? I said, well, you know, it's like a fraternity stunt we're doing or something. I'd make up some kind of line. And so then I'd go back to the bus with all the hamburgers and feed the tour, you know. I mean, that's the way we did it. But they couldn't stay in the hotels where I stayed. They'd drop me off at the hotel. And then they would go into the community and stay in people's houses or churches or wherever, or the black hotels. That's the way they got their tour to work. It was really kind of dangerous because I got threats from whites and blacks, both. It was a very interesting time. I was so young and naive about all this. To me, it was all about the music, and I was such a fan of these artists. When I went on the tour, I had this open heart, like, here I am, I'm touring with these great guys. I never thought of the controversy that it would create. Those were interesting times and great learning experience for me. I mean, it was just a terrific way for me to learn my craft.
You talk about on-the-job training.
Oh, absolutely.
You have been labeled father of bubblegum pop. Now, I don't know if you like that label or not, because bubblegum music got kind of a bad rap in the early 70s with the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Snoopy and the Red Baron. When I think of these songs, Sheila, Dizzy, Sweet Pea, Jam Up and Jelly Tight, Everybody, I don't think of it as bubblegum. I think of it as good pop music. It's good time music.
It is. It's fun, good time music, and the DJs at the time, the transition from the 60s to the 70s, they seemed to want to discard some of the 60s stuff, you know, and go into the music of the 70s, and it was kind of a dig at me, calling it bubblegum music.
Right.
I really resented it at first because it was a negative. They created a negative for me, which I didn't think it was negative at all, you know. Kind of resisted it at first, but later on, I just kind of embraced it and ran with it, you know, and it all worked for me in the long run, but think about it. The early Beatles songs were really the blueprint for bubblegum music.
Right.
I mean, you think about, I saw her standing there, I want to hold your hand, please, please me. What's the difference in the message of those songs and Oh Sweet Pea, Come On and Dance with Me? It's really the same thing, and their audience was my audience. I remember when I opened for them in Washington, D.C., you know, it was like just a face of young people, of young kids, you know, and mostly girls, and screaming, bouncing, beautiful little girls, you know, bouncing in the chairs.
Bouncing.
Doing the same thing for me, you know. British thing was such a new thing in music, and the people treated it totally different. You know, it was like a transitional moment in music for the 60s. So, you know, it all worked for me. I love my music. One of my biggest thrills I get is when I walk on stage and I sing Sweet Pea or Dizzy or one of my hits, and I see a big smile on the face of the audience. That's what it's all about to me. I mean, I just love it when the audience responds to my songs like that.
Talk about those disc jockeys back in the 60s and 70s. I was one of those disc jockeys. I never refer to your music as bubblegum. Just good, solid, good time music. I mean that. I'm not saying that because we're friends and you're on the show. I really mean that. Do you not have a story about Ray Charles, too?
You know, I appreciate you talking about my book because I tell all these stories in from Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. I've been in the business, you know, Ron, for over 55 years, so I have a lot of stories to tell. In fact, after I finished the book, I said, oh, man, I forgot to tell this Ray Charles story. I was still in high school, and I used to go to all these concerts that came to Atlanta. You know, I saw Elvis in Atlanta at the Paramount Theater when I was 14 or 15 years old.
Right.
The same with Ray Charles. He did a show at Herndon Stadium. I got a ticket to the show and went, and that's where they recorded his live version of What I Say, and I was in the audience. A DJ in Atlanta, in the daytime, they played Frank Sinatra and, you know, Debbie Reynolds, all these artists. And at night, they played, you know, R&B music, Ray Charles, B.B. King, all the stuff that I used to love to listen to. I had this little silver tone radio next to my bed that my folks bought at Sears for me. And I used to turn it on real low about 10 o'clock at night when they started playing all the R&B stuff. And I would stay up as long as I could until I finally fell asleep listening to all this music. My mother always wondered why it was hard for me to get up and go to school the next morning. I wasn't about to tell her I was listening to the radio all night. Those were great fun days at night. You know, you never heard it during the daytime.
Right, but that's when the audience was there. It's a great book, and it's an incentive book, too, because in the times that you're not shining, like we all have in our careers, you persevered, and I think that's what makes this so great. It's available at Barnes & Noble.
Thank you.
Books
yeah.
A Million, TommyRowe.com, Amazon.com. Now, Tommy, are you touring again, or are you still taking a little bit of a rest?
Well, not yet. I'm still, you know, I don't like to talk about this, but it's a real challenging year for me. My wife also has Alzheimer's, so I'm dealing with that as well. I will go back out, but I have to feel like I'm able to do it, and mentally. I'm still recording. I went to Nashville the past few months, and I recorded four new songs there with my old friend Wayne Moss, who was the original guitarist on Sheila. I'm still writing, and I'm still recording. I'm just not out on the road, but will be shortly, I'm sure.
I'm sorry to hear that about Josette.
Yeah, Josette. I mean, it's just so sad. My mom had Alzheimer's as well, so I'm familiar with what it is. It's just a terrible, terrible disease. The difference is, though, with my mom, I wasn't living with it day by day.
Right.
And with Josette, I have 24/7 caregiver with her.
Yeah.
It's a day-to-day thing. But, you know, that's life, Ron. We go through it. We have these curveballs thrown at us, and we just have to deal with it and move ahead. You know, you can't just let it get you down. So I'm trying my best to keep the old chin up. We'll be back out on the performing trail as soon as I can.
Great. You know, Engelbert Humperdinck is through that with his wife, Patty. Too. And unfortunately, she passed away.
I heard about that, yes. And Steve Lawrence, I understand, has all.
Yes.
It's just a terrible disease,
terrible.
And it can affect anybody's family. It's just terrible.
Well, my prayers are with you, pal. You know that. And I'm glad
you. I know, Ron. Thank you so much.
And I hope that you're feeling better, and our prayers go out to Josette. You know, you're always welcome here, my friend. Anytime you want to talk, as you start touring again, or you just want to talk, whatever the case may be, just let us know, because we're at your beckoning call.
Appreciate it, Ron.
And again,
appreciate it. Very much.
And I love the picture, especially the one with Felton Jarvis. I mean, that's what a great producer. Tommy, thanks for joining us. Please come back, okay?
I will do, Ron. Great talking to you.
Nice.
Thanks.
Our guest has been Tommy Rowe. Yeah, you got to get this book. It's called Cabbage Town and Tinseltown and All the Places in Between by Tommy Rowe. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Democrats called in their big gun, Barack Obama, Saturday in the hopes that the former president can excite voters in Georgia and help the party hold on to a critical Senate seat there. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast, South Korea's military said, while South Korean forces were wrapping up nearly 2 weeks of exercises aimed at deterring their northern neighbor. Heavy rains brought by an approaching storm triggered flooding and multiple landslides in the southern Philippines, killing at least 31 people as rescuers searched for missing residents. And over $200 billion in U.S. stock market value went up in smoke in extended trade after a weak forecast from Amazon added to a string of downbeat quarterly reports from big tech companies. ExxonMobil smashed expectations as soaring energy prices fueled a record-breaking quarterly profit. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The USA and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. And nothing makes me more happy than to talk to a fellow Paisan who has made it good. And that is the case with our next guest. He is a actor and a very good one, too, I might add. He is a host. He is a best-selling author. He is an executive producer. And now he is even the king of pasta sauce. Joining us right now is our friend and Paisan, Steve Sharippa. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Ron, how are you, my friend? How's everything?
I'm doing good. Hey, congratulations on this new venture. I am excited for you.
Yeah. We went into business about a year and a half ago. My mother had passed away a couple of years ago. My friend said, "Why don't we do something, you know, to honor your mom?" So we came up with this pasta sauce, my mother's recipe. We made it healthier. It's organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, even kosher. So we covered all the bases there, and it's all organic ingredients. I mean, what you see, it's on the front of the jar, is what you get. I don't know if you got yours yet, but it's on the way. I know they sent it out to you. So my wife hasn't cooked in over a year. I mean, hasn't made sauce in a year. It's that good. I mean, you know, so we have arrabbiata, tomato basil, and marinara sauce. We have great gift baskets of all prices and sizes for the holidays, you know, and it's UncleStevesNY.com, or you could call 1-844-NY-SAUCE. The sauce is great. I'm not a jar sauce guy. I never eat jar sauce. A lot of people do. I never tasted any until we went into business. So we're in 43 states, 2,200 stores in a year and a half.
I couldn't be happier for you. Now, let me tell you a secret love of mine, all right, Steve? When I was a child and growing up in the early 50s, real small, up in Pennsylvania, my Aunt Jenny used to have, in our basement at the family homes, a sauce business. And she would, you know, sell it in, you know, like a 100-mile radius. Now, over the years, my father became very successful with a home improvements business, with real estate. I've been in the broadcasting business with radio stations and production companies. But ever since they closed that down back in the mid-50s, 55, I kept on thinking to myself, should have stayed in the sauce business. That's where all the love and that's where all the money was to be made.
Well, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, to me, this is new. I've never even been in business, you know. It's all new. People are passionate about their products. You got to love that,
right,
you know. I mean,
right.
It's not like something I just put my name on. I mean, it's that good. All you got to do is taste it. You become a customer. I go out to a lot of stores. We do tastings. You know, even the old Italian ladies, I make my own. You know, they're very skeptical until I say, just try the sauce, you know. And they try it, and then they're buying a couple of jars. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a pretty good ride. We're doing well. You know, it's a side gig for me.
Sure.
But we have a company. We've got about 7-8 workers and make the sauce here in New York. Our offices are in Staten Island, and it's been a lot of fun.
And I'm glad that you're doing this. Uncle Steve's Italian Specialties. You talk about your fondest memories on a Sunday morning waking up and smelling the aroma of the sauce that your mother was preparing for dinner. There's nothing more vivid in an Italian person, man or woman's life than remembering and smelling and really knowing what you're talking about.
Everybody's got their thing, no matter what nationality, whatever you are. But growing up a Sunday morning, you could smell the meatballs. My mother would make fried meatballs, you know. And she would make the fried meatballs. When you wake up, you smell that. I mean, you're eating meatballs for breakfast. I mean, it's that good. Now, you know, I've talked to people, and with tears in their eyes, a guy told me, he said, you know, we would make the meatballs. We had to go to church first. We went to church. We weren't allowed to eat before church. When we came home, he says, when I smell the sauce to this day, and I smell those meatballs on the oven, yeah, I see my grandfather, yep. I see my grandmother. I mean, with tears in his eyes, very, very honest and very truthful. And he's telling me, this is what I see from a smell, from a taste. Sometimes you go to a restaurant, and I'll say, you know, that tastes like my grandmother's sauce, or that tastes like something my grandmother used to make. And it brings, floods back all the memories of a Sunday where, in a simpler time, where everyone got together at Sunday at 1 o'clock at my grandmother's, and they started eating, and they ate until, you know, 7 o'clock that night. My uncles and my grandmother and grandfather and my brothers and sisters, every Sunday was like Thanksgiving.
You and I must be related. Even the time, 1 o'clock.
You know, they would start out with mozzarella and soupressade and roasted peppers and olives and all of that stuff, the antipasto. lost, and then she would have maybe a lasagna or some baked macaroni or God forbid that she made whole, you know, by hand, and then you take a little break, and then there was either a roast or a chicken or a turkey, and then, later on they bring out the food again.
Yeah.
The adults were drinking beer and red wine and with ice and maybe a little Coca-Cola, and our lives have become so complicated. I don't do it. I would love to do it, but I don't even do it. But yeah. People are coming and going, and they got things going on, and both parents are working, and who's got time for all this, you know?
You know, you and I, when I see you, whether it's on Blue Bloods, The Sopranos, the ABC Family series, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, and the things that you have produced on the ID series, Nothing Personal, the fact of the matter is, you look like every uncle and every cousin I have ever had in my life.
Well, that's a nice compliment. Right?
Absolutely. Tell us about this Kumbaa series.
Years ago, you know, when I first got on the show, I was approached about writing a book. I didn't know what to do, and we started, it's called The Kumbaa's Guide to Life, and it became a New York Times bestseller, which is one of my proudest things that I've done, because I would always, as a kid, write a book, and how do you do that? And then when we made the list, and I think we just struck a nerve. You know, when things line up, I mean, my character around The Sopranos got bigger. I was doing all the talk shows. Everything just lined up. The book came out, and I'm not kidding you, the show was so popular. I was going to do book signings, and there was 500 people around the corner waiting. And it was just incredible. I mean, it was just really unbelievable. It's like one of those things where you go, I mean, I can't believe this is happening. And it's a very funny book about Italian stereotypes, you know, you might be a Kumbaa if, you know, you have more pinky rings than pinkies, you know, and something you never hear a Kumbaa say, Nathan Lane, I adore Nathan Lane, you know. So it's a very funny book. It really is. There's some recipes in there, and it was my first book, and it was a big seller. And then we did the Kumbaa Book of Love and the Kumbaa Diet Book. And my last book that I did was, I wrote a kid's book, Nikki Deuce, turned into a movie for Nickelodeon. It's out there. You can buy it, and it's there's five Sopranos. The closest thing you're going to get to a Soprano reunion. It's called Nikki Deuce, one of James Gandolfini's last movies. A lot of fun. It's a kid's movie, a comedy. And my last book was Big Daddy's Rules. Raising daughters is tougher than I look. I have two daughters. They're now 20 and 23. And it was a comedic look at raising daughters. You know, I'm your father. I'm not your friend, but I'm the best friend you're ever going to have. You know, and I think we got away from the common sense of parenting and letting the kids run wild, and so it's a comedic look, but there's good stuff in there. So the books were a lot of fun. Sopranos opened all these doors to a bunch of different stuff, and I took advantage of it. There's things I'll do for free, and there's things that I'll pass on for a lot of money. I don't want to do any of those reality shows. I've been offered every single one. Not interested, you know. I told my wife, they offered us Wife Swap, you know, that celebrity Wife Swap.
It's terrible.
I told my wife Flavor Flav was going to move in with her for 4 days.
You know what, Steve? There's a lot of lines there, but I'm going to let them all fly by because, boy.
Very lucky, man. I started late. I didn't start acting. I didn't start making a living until I was 41 years old as an actor. I had a whole other life. I lived in Las Vegas. I was entertainment director at the Riviera. I was a bouncer. I was maitre d' for many years. You know, I did a whole bunch of different stuff.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing because you're so good at it. Of course, on Blue Bloods. And as we mentioned before, the spaghetti sauce is Uncle Steve's Italian specialty. By the way, gift baskets are now available. Steve, where can we go for all of this?
Go to Uncle Steve's ny.com. It's a great website. You'll see everywhere where the stores are, and you'll see where it's available, and you can order the stuff online. We got free shipping. UncleStevesNY.com, or you can call 1-844-NY-SAUCE. It's a really nice gift for someone, and it's all different prices. It's inexpensive stuff, and the sauce is great. I'm going to guarantee you, Ron, you're going to get the sauce. You should have it anytime, and please let me know how you like it.
I will do that, and do me a favor. Come back on the show. I want to talk to you later on when you have more time about how you identify what people do for a living. I just am fascinated by that. But most of all, because good Italian people should stick together, and I'd love to have a paisan like you.
Thank you, my friend. I'm saying likewise. And everyone out there, be safe.
You be safe too, Steve, and thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you back real soon.
Okay. man, my friend.
It's Steve Sharippa. I tell you, he is just the all-around guy. What a great friend he would be. Next door, you could, you know, go over there and have pepperoni and cheese. It'd be great.
We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live, nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Our next subject is very important. October's Energy Action Month. Every month should be Energy Action Month because we have to turn our attention toward energy conservation. And to do that, we have to really be careful and cognizant of what needs to be done to accomplish that goal. And joining us right now, I want to thank him for his service to our military. He's the Director of Army Reserve Installation Management. Joining us is Colonel Martin Arano. Colonel, welcome to the show.
Glad to be on. Happy to be here. Thank you.
I wish I could run down all the things that you have accomplished in a remarkable military career, including the Bronze Star Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, Combat Action Badge.
And I appreciate your support.
So, Colonel, what exactly is Energy Action Month about?
Yeah, no, thanks for the question. Energy touches every aspect of our mission. The lack of energy can certainly disrupt our force, and that's why we need to develop resilient facilities. That our theme this year is energy resilience, secure the future.
How does the general public help in that matter? I think a lot of times when people hear the military, they say, well, how can I help? Because they have a bigger footprint than we do, because they're our defense mechanism for the country. How can the everyday person assist you in accomplishing your goals for this?
No, great question. They could apply some of the same things we're doing. Right now, we're doing large energy supply resiliency to facilities and also help conserve our assets, right? Things like microgrids and battery storage. But there's simpler things, things like turning off the lights.
One of the things I found interesting was powering down or unplugging electronics, including powering down computers. I talked to a lot of people, oh, I leave my computer on all night long. I never unpower it. And they said it doesn't take that much electricity. You get a lot of computers online and you're draining.
No, that's a great point. It becomes a simple task. You know, if someone forgets, it'll actually monitor that it's not being used and it'll actually power it down for you. There's a lot of little different smart systems like that that exist that are very affordable to have a great payback. But overall, we could all do it because we all are impacted by extreme weather events like hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, and those threats not only impact the folks that live in those areas, but it can impact the readiness of the Army Reserve.
The Army Reserve is also focused on reliable power to use in a critical mission. And I think people don't realize that. They say, well, you know, we're going to save gas, but electricity, power, the whole package helps ensure our safety in the country.
Yes, I agree totally. And sometimes we've actually done some microgrids where we kind of remove ourselves, the ability to remove ourselves from the grid to support a critical mission. And so if the outside grid goes down, we're able to continue to operate from that facility. And that can be very useful in areas where we need to have the ability to provide our facilities to support a larger mission.
I go down some of the suggestions the Army Reserves is suggesting to the general public. Very simple and inexpensive. I mean, adding insulation, unplugging electronics, using natural light in an office, in a home, whenever possible.
No, it is. And that's one of the things we're trying to do on our future design. And again, that's good stewardship of the taxpayer dollars.
Colonel, is there a website or something that we can go to learn more about this?
If you go visit our website, the usar.army.mil. Your listeners could learn a lot about the Army Reserve and over 650 sites, 180,000-plus soldiers serve in the Army Reserve. We have a banner on that webpage, and if you click on that, it could take you down to another website that we built out that has all kinds of tips, some of the things we talked about, and some of the things that we're doing in the Army Reserve to make a difference in energy. There's a lot of tips there. I encourage everyone to read it and try to be like the Army Reserve.
We invite you to come back, okay?
I'll be happy to be back anytime.
Our guest has been Colonel Martin Naranjo, part of the Army Reserves. We're talking about protecting our grid so that we can save electric so that when we need it, it is there.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight for my monster from his flat.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. We thought we'd throw that music in because this is about Halloween, and that song is, of course, about Halloween, has been for many, many years. Joining us is a friend of our show. She's a lifestyle and craft expert. Joining us right now is Lynn Lilly. Hi, Lynn. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Hi, Ron. Happy Halloween to you, too. I was saying earlier you were always one of my favorite shows to be on.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. Thank you so much. Well, Halloween is here, and I love what we're going to talk about today because there was a time when people would decorate for Halloween. And for some reason, I see it kind of slacking off. And I don't like to see that because Halloween has a lot of great ideas when it comes to seasonal surprises and decorating. It's a great time of the year. So tell us about your plans for making a haunted house and making Halloween special.
Well, absolutely, Ron. You are right. Halloween deserves lots of fun to celebrate together as a family.
What are some of the creative ways that we can enjoy all the accoutrements of Halloween? You know, the pumpkins, the haunted house, all the other stuff.
We all know with Halloween comes pumpkin carvings. And my go-to is Pumpkin Masters for all ages. So from toddlers to teenagers, they just launched the Mummy and Unicorn decorating kits, and these are great for the older kids that want to create an intricate carving design. They also have the Master's Collection Precision Blade. So there really is something for everyone in the family. Young or old, you can get as creative as you want, but most importantly, you're going to do it together and make those memories.
But I sometimes think that adults and children equally, maybe in the same numbers, enjoy this holiday, because I can't tell you how many Halloween parties that I have been invited to over the years for adults, and when you go to their house, it's a big deal. There's a guy down the street from me that he could bring his gig over to Universal Studios, and it would be, I mean, he must spend a bazillion dollars on it. And I think dressing up is the key to having kids of all ages, whether they're 6 or 60, do this.
Yes, I 100% agree with you. It is fun for all ages, right? Adults get into the parties, kids get into trick-or-treating.
Lynn, tell us about some of the ideas for costumes.
You can always go with your popular trending superheroes and the cartoon characters. Let them dress up and help you create costumes of something that they love.
So you're not buying the costume from the store that has the mask that never stays on.
We'll buy a costume, but I always like making them. It's always more satisfying, and it's exciting when your kids really love them.
My mom used to do me up as things that couldn't buy in the store. That's a lot of fun. There's been a lot of unfortunate news about store-bought candy. And
safety is the first thing.
Right.
Think about the fun treats that you can make together. So whether it's baking or doing cutout cookies or even just decorating cupcakes with a ton of frosting and sprinkles, those are the fun times you're going to remember. It doesn't matter what the outcome is. It's the part about doing it together.
Please, everyone, if you're buying candy, make sure you check it out so that something isn't there that it shouldn't be there. What do you do for Halloween? You sound like you should be my neighbor.
I know, I thought we'd have a lot of fun.
Tell us about Craft Box Girls that you founded, Lynn.
8 years ago.
Wow.
With the goal of creating easy craft for everyone from toddlers all the way to adults. So we do fun things for the holidays. We do home decor. I do a lot of kids crafts because I love getting kids engaged and tailing that inner creative.
So it's still time before Halloween to get the house decorated. So where can we go to learn about what we talked about?
You can find out about everything that I talked about today. See all the fun stuff at tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com to learn about how to take advantage of the October 31st Halloween season. It is always a delight having you here.
Thanks so much for having me, Ron. You're always so much fun.
Well, I appreciate it. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
It's our guest, lifestyle expert, Lynn Lilly. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition, with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's-grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
That's a wrap on this weekend before Halloween and the last weekend of the month of October. Hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank you for joining us along with our guests. I'd like to thank Phil Medley, Vin Galley from MeTV, actress Rachel Bloom, rocker Tommy Rowe, actor Steve Sharippa, Major Martin Aronohoe, and Lynn Lilly. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie Today. Until then, have a nice Halloween, and I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.